Shalom, Boker Tov, good morning, buenos dias. Every way I could possibly say good morning to you, I do. The day has come. Autumn Assembly of Prayer 2025, our 30th annual Assembly of Prayer here in Branson, Missouri. This morning, my emotion and my heart, I just have to say Thanksgiving is at the top of it. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for him keeping us through the years, for sustaining us, and for bringing us to this hour. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. I'm so cognizant of how much we need each other and how much I need you. I'm thankful for you who said on the line, where you come from, North Carolina, or where else, somewhere in Missouri, by way of Autumn Assembly, you made the effort to get up and get ready and pack your clothes and come to Branson and be with us to pray. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for everyone who's on this line, who have committed to be a part of this prayer force. And I am thankful for God saving and bringing to the light of salvation our dear Brother Max. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Miss Willie, and everybody. Praise the Lord. I am in Branson, Missouri.
So I'm so glad to hear your voice, Brother Max. So happy. I don't know. This morning I'm kind of overcome with emotion. But I know that you're back. You're back from Jordan. You made all that effort. Did you drive down yesterday?
I drove down yesterday. I got here a little late, but yeah, I got here yesterday. Praise God.
Well, I trust you'll get a little rest today, Brother Max. We won't be having our prayer at noon, folks. We will be having our prayer tonight to open our Autumn Assembly of Prayer. That will be, our noon prayer will be at this evening, and our services start at 7 o'clock, but I can't guarantee you what time the prayer will start. So the best thing to do is just go online. All of our meetings, except for the Monday out at Prayer Mountain, every one of them will be streamed live. And Monday's going to be prophetic. And I think some things are going to be coming forth out there that we're just going to be glad to have. I can remember, folks, a long time ago, before we had, you know, the ability to stream things live, with Brother Hagin particularly, it seemed like the prophetic would flow and you wouldn't mind it to flow, you know, because, you know, media's not going to be there. And so that's what's going to happen next Monday at noon out at Prayer Mountain. Monday at earlier, 10 o'clock, I think. But plus Terry's going to have his famous catfish dinner out there. But we're here at what is now called the Williams Center, Williams Event Center. It's the old, everybody in the area knows it as the Lawrence Welk Theater. It's where he was for so long, and the Lennon Sisters. But now it's called the Williams Event Center. You can still get to it, bless the Lord, every night. Well, tonight, Wednesday, is 7 o'clock. And then every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we have 10 a.m. meetings and 7 p.m. meetings. On Saturday, Hannah will be leading a prayer meeting at 2. We call it the youth-led prayer meeting. But Thursday night, Thursday and Friday night. Now, Thursday morning is Lynn Hammond, and I'm going to be speaking Thursday night. Friday morning is Lynn, and Friday night we're going to have a man who has been to heaven and was there for 3 weeks. And his book is coming out, and we're going to have him share with us that Friday night. And Saturday's Israel night. We met Nir and Yael Himki and family yesterday as they came in from Israel, and they're here in the area just to rest and relax and enjoy. And there have been places, you know, as they travel, as Nir does for he went into London not sometime recently, I think, and there were all the marchers against Israel. But they came in here, and Terry led them down a different road. Terry was in the lead car, and they were in the following car. And a house was decorated with an Israel flag, a United States flag, and a large Star of David. They just had it in their yard. And that just, you know, they're not used to something like that. It just meant something to them. So I'm thinking that when they come Saturday night and give us a report on Migdal Arbel, that there'll be a standing ovation for them. And Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we're having a miracle and healing service with the Brim family ministering Monday out of the tent. Homestead Pickers and Prophetic Monday, we're calling it. Brother Max, anything you'd like to say to our dear prayers?
Well, we came back from Jordan on Friday. I'm just thinking, like, last Wednesday, I was in Jordan, and we did the prayer from there. And the Wednesday before, which is Yom Kippur, we did the prayer from Jerusalem. you know, and now we're all together here in Branson. You know, we are to move based on the will of God for all of us. And I believe that's why we've been going all over the place, and you go all over the place, you know. But there's one thing that we are united in, which is prayer.
Prayer.
We are to continue to pray, folks. What is happening these days, the only thing that we can do is to pray. We cannot make assumptions. We cannot say, this is right, this is wrong, da-da-da-da-da-da, all that stuff. We are to pray and wait for the will of God. He is doing it. Amen.
You know, I've received so much from last week's prayer, and I have meditated it so much. And I want to go over just a bit of it here. In the morning, last Wednesday at our Moed. Moed means appointment. We have appointment with God on Wednesdays. I still can't wrap my head around it, but I don't have to. I just believe it in my heart and experience it, that God talks to us and uses us. And, of course, I knew Autumn Assembly was coming up. And the very first thing God did was give us Proverbs 16:3, which says, commit your works upon the Lord. And the Hebrew word is galal. It says, roll your works upon the Lord, Jehovah, and your plans will be established. And, of course, I took that as Autumn Assembly. Just roll it over on the Lord. And then the statement he gave, and he underlined it, I am your God. Emphasize that I'm always at work, acting through the Holy Spirit to bring about my purpose. So he's emphasizing, like Brother Max just brought to our attention, things happening everywhere, but we are to emphasize that no matter what's going on anywhere, God is always at work, acting through the Holy Spirit to bring about his purpose, and his purposes will prevail. And he gave us two wonderful examples. Genesis 1:2. The earth was tohu vabohu, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. So here, the whole earth is under. Satan has fallen. It has become a place of chaos. But the Spirit was moving to change things. And then the next example he gave us was Luke 2:1-5. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. Actually, it's taking a registry. And it ends with, and Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And I just thought about how it was in those days. Rome was such a terrible taskmaster. And Rome has demanded that the people go and be registered. I can just imagine the backlash. I've heard some people, even about driver's license IDs. Oh, no, no, they're going to get a list of all of us. I don't want an ID, a driver's license ID. They're getting a list. That's probably what the people were thinking in those days. Oh, no, Rome wants us to go and get our names on the list. They're going to know who we are, da-da-da-da-da-da. Folks, God was bringing forth the Savior of the world. He used that registration to get Mary and Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem, because the prophet Micah had prophesied that the King Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. So no matter what we see with our eyes, we emphasize that God is at work. And then his next statement, and this is one I'm taking for our meeting. I'm really fishing around for the will of God, just fishing around for his, as to my own times when I minister. I'm still not absolutely certain. But it says here, here's his statement that he gave next. God calls his people to be sensitive to my movement. Remember, he's always moving. Sister Wilkerson called it having your antennas up. That's what I'm going to do here in Autumn Assembly. Have your antennas up. Be sensitive to my movement and obey. When we sense something, obey it. When he calls us to act. That's what he said. Be sensitive to my movement and obey when I call you to act. Listen and pray with my prophet, friend and prophet, as seen in my words. And then he gave us a long passage, Numbers 10, 11 through 36, and it explained the whole, if you follow it through, you can see where he had each tribe in relation to the ark. And the ark of the covenant, or the ark of the presence, followed behind the tribe of Judah, I believe, and the tribes were all around. So he gave us how they were set up. But listen how he ended it. This was the order of the children of Israel according to their armies when they set out. And he gave the order. And then he ends with 35. Whenever the ark set out, Moshe said, "Rise up, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you." Verse 36, and when it rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel." In other words, the Shekinah glory, the cloud, was over the ark. And what he is saying is, they followed the ark. They followed the ark. Whenever the ark set out, they followed the ark. So, we're going to ask for an abiding presence here at Autumn Assembly, and we're going to follow the ark. We're going to follow the cloud. We're going to follow the Spirit of the living God. And his very next scripture, be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the assembly or church of God, which he obtained or purchased with his own blood. So this tells to leaders, you be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock. And for this meeting here, the Lord has put it into our, he has given us to be overseers. And so we're going to do it. And we're going to do that by taking the authority of the believer. And you, wherever you're from, you be on guard for yourself and for your city and for your schools today as we begin our prayer with the authority of the believer, and then we shall. Then we shall continue. Father, we just want to praise you and thank you that it is written in Colossians 1 that you have delivered us, rescued us out of the domain of darkness, and you have transferred us into the kingdom of your beloved Son. How wondrous it is to rise this morning knowing that the enemy has no dominion over us. How wonderful it is to be able to ask you in faith to give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, to let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Messiah when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you raised him head of the body, over all things. Hallelujah, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you who are rich in glory and mercy and love and chesed, when you quickened him, you quickened us together with him. When you raised him, you raised us together with and in him. And I do praise you for it and give you glory for it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so glad that right now we can call the enemy to foot. The feet are in the body, and you've put him under your feet. We are seated with you, the head. We are seated with you at the right hand of the Father, and you are in us wherever we are. Here, I'm in my hotel room, and you're in me, and you're in every single person on this line. Hallelujah. So we've got a joint leadership. We've got a joint authority. And we take that, first of all, like you told us in Timothy, and we apply that authority to the United States President, United States President Donald John Trump. And in the name of Yahuwah Yeshua, we say to you, Satan, none of your tricks, plots, plans, manifestations, operations will work against Donald John Trump and his family today. We plead corporately the blood of Jesus Christ over him, Melania, Barron, all the children, grandchildren, family, Vice President J.D. Vance and wife and family, all the cabinet members, all the, every single, even the aides, Lord, I know some of them precious and dear. Lily, there in the ambassador's office. Isando Loco Bracata, Cody, there in RFK's office. And Father, in the name above every name, every single person that you put into power, that you put into authority, right down to our local governments, our school teachers in the rooms that you've set there, we plead the blood of Jesus over them today to operate in the full power of the Spirit of the living God moving upon them. And we bind the power of the enemy. We bind the power of the enemy over the prayers who have come here in the name and of their families, over their families, their vehicles, their cars, their modes of transportation to get here, their planes, in the name above every name. And Father, once again, I want to tell you how dependent we are upon you. You said, Lord, to shine light upon our weaknesses. It's so easy for me today to see my weaknesses. But, oh, just like you said to Paul, and you said to us over and over and over again, my grace is sufficient for you. So we lean heavily upon that grace, not only in this meeting, Lord, but in this prayer right now. In this prayer right now, we lean upon your grace to fill our mouths. We lean upon your grace to help us yield to you the very best way we can. We lean upon your grace to go there into that room in Brother Max. We lean upon your grace to quicken him and strengthen him and give him Ishando Proskadinya. Banjo no mo kwa hafinyo no kohoro ko bamba la kalala kombri kidiga bamba. Ishanyo no kwa vidolo gombri kadidiga ala kombri kidiga tatya. Masko dobre ke varianta nyana kododo go brakti ana kodiondo go doshka. Ishanto, 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 Makoko Fratia, Makoko Fratia, Ishanto Dogo Breve, Ishanto Dogo Pa, Breve Nika, Breve Nika, Kaladayana Kalakabri Dalikash, Maskudo Brekevili, Velikondieli, Ishanto Dogo Breve, Titianto Dogo Husha. Hallelujah. Isatonyo no kwa. Isatonyo ne kwa. Bishoto, 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 brikadagadaha shantianda na godoho shaka, brikadagadaha na kambrakna. Itonyo no kwa, manyo no kwa, la kamito no kumpa, vina no kumpa, pa. Ishanto no kubi, kaliyano no nombre, kadigadabra. Ikala kaya na kahala kabritio. Krishano, Krishano, Krishano. Ikala kapi kadigo na kohora kongara kada hashaktya. Ishete, ishete, ishete. Kafri kada kohola kongara kada shoko. Rekadigo da ole kapri, jana kona kodoshka. Oh, ishatu, ishatu, ishatu. Kafri kada kohola kambri kadiga ala kombri kadiga da ashaktya. Toro goho shaka. Mashto makaraka dashkandanyo no kwakraka di kafra. Rebriduash hodonji regodoja kapraka finya prakika palatonye ne kwa. Gridiando rogo shanto rogo doja kabrika di kafraktya na kombrika di gilika. Eji di kohoro kongra fraktya na kondere kompraktya na konjenye ne kohoro kondashka. Oh, Father, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your masterful, wonderful love. Thank you for the way you are. Oh, God, you're so wondrous. Shivando kopita de mo kobrange de rikujwata. Ishato, ishato. Krifa, krifa. Krifa komika. Krovi dadio, krovi delitidia, bo, kafe, le borotanya, ni qua. Ije de bohoro, kumbrakia, na kodoho shakapri. Ije na makai, ije na makai, atmo, to do goho shaka. Kafra kodo goho shangi, ne kohoro, kodachi, na kodoho shakapra. Ikala kahala kaya na kahala ka fraktiona no nombre kete ko doho shakaka. Ije de ko toto de ko hole ka fraktiona na kore ka dambre kate ka frahala kangara ka dashka dambre. Koshka dambre kate ka dashka dambre kate ka dashka dambre ka dambre ka dashka dambre ka dashka dambre ka dambre ka dashka. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Kafrika de gola karanga na nambri na lo kubrike ti vra lo kubrike di kahashange ne kadoshka tambra kata kadoshka. Ishe te koko wofa pa kahalai. Ishe te ka praka te koho le kangara kata hashanga. Ishe te koho hebre kata kahala kambra kata kahashanga. Ishe te koho tionto te koho tionto te koho nyone koho nyone koho rakaha. Sebre setia. Shibra siti anakora kadashra dambri kadikala kakala britafra. Ijana matish kotohish katembre kadikahalabra. Ivera doji nananaya na kohura kubha prakatisha anjana ko prakadikadanya. Ishe dihisha la mato di mekala kambe beleta. Ijinya javato jedeka papaya. Eje meto la praka kara kayanta te kepa vele to te beje ne ne kaya o brafara kada hashange ne kodoshke dabra krika la kada la kobre vele kinya ne ko babi te de kodoshaka ma ko braka te kada hashange ne kodoshke dabra kada kafrakto ne kohoro ko papa. Ishene metahala kaka. Ishene koraka danye ne kohoro ko da. Prakada kohola ka vange. Ishene kohu pra. Prakada hinye ne koraka doshka da beka tuka fa. Ikala kaha. Anye ne kohoro ko da. Beka tuka da shantye. Ishato koraka doho shaka. Maraka dashka. Kravito kohola kambetio na koro kodoshka tanche re kodoshka dablika te kalfa. Ile menua meto ramanato ramanakwa. 숙고 그러고도 정도르고도 후샤카 그래 이샤또 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 그라피칼레 코흐르칸 밤바카드고 후쉐카카 엘브라토 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 이만노 콰 가토르코 디힐레카이 샤토르고 홀라칸 브레카디카 할라이 에베르두호 슈바티아나 코호르코 콤브레카디코 탐브레카디코 도호샤카 시토트코 홀레케브레카디카 할라이라 이스드 곤지엔조 토코도르코 디힐레카 프라티아르코 도시카 나냐카 에베르두호 슈바 일레카타토코 온제 일레카카 그리바 티오네네 고토 오시카다 베카테카타 크라피카테코 홀레 캄브라카테코 홀레 캄프람게 에디코 슈와 에제네마 투 투투코 호샤문테드 고토 오시카 Bless the Lord of my soul and all that is within me bless his holy name. Bless the Lord of my soul and all that is within me bless his holy name. Cojatito, 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 cojatito. Grande ana coro codo le cofra con baba la tito, e vele tagno na copra che te cata la caina. E se te coro caca. E vele tutti ana coro codo de co papa, e se ana caro codo ho sciacangue di codo uccembra, e se di ca fracato ti ana coro codo ascatambre. Kiri katashka tanje. Kila manyata, kila manyata. Isha tuko hura kondion toro godo isha kafra kada kafra hala kaila. Manshona korega da kondion da prakatwa. Isha toro godo shangara godo shakapre. Kale frele kongri kada kallaila hala kombre. Vradisha anto do kojosko to obrika di kada kaila kadanie. Iji di kotoro kodoske da brika fra kada la kongre kada ko kobre. I viji tu do kodoske da brika da kada la kongre kada kaila la ka. Iji di boro toske da braka hadam hadam hadam. Ki varo toske para katoni mero kotoske. Ki li durcho bre fra kaila da kora kotonji. Krivati or krovati kalia non ancora kati di coppe e sato venga lo godoro kodoshka d'abrika da kandangeli kodoshka d'abrika la kai blessed be the name blessed be the name blessed be the name of the Lord o most high e vili duhu shua karakanke che vili duhu kapinyo no koho papi le tita la kankabre mashkodonye 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 Crafi de Golis Papa, de Covoniero, non ho nombri, e si di Cotosca da Bricata della Cabra, Caracandiana, non ho loro da Dasca, da Cotosca. E si è tolto Godo Hushan, tanto lo Godo Hushaka, e te Cotonce. Piscataro Cotosca da Bri. Crifagno no coho, precadaga halaila, halaila, halaila. Grande ana kodo kodo shika, brito ro kodo shika, tombe kodo kodo shika. Krifanyo. Kave kodo kole kahala, kam brakti ana kodo shante ro kodo shika, tabra. Ishato. Kampra kada kala hala to, tana kada hushum kongara kada hashi kapre. Shita tuka kaka hala kaka. Kakoa ya maratanya na kato pe kitika tashi kitampa. Ikala kapra kata kafra hala kumbra kitika tashi kampa. Kishantuhu prakata kala kambra kata kala kangara. Peshanto Tatagova Shankara Gadashkata Bekadagada Hashangjana. Praise your name. Praise your name, praise your name. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Praise your name, praise your name. Praise your name, praise your name. Oh, praise your name, praise your name, praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Oh, Father, we praise your name. We praise your name, we praise your name, we praise your name together. We lift it up together, my brothers and sisters. Lift the name of the Lord right now. Just say, praise your name. And if you want to say that in Hebrew, here it is, Baruch. That's bless. Baruch Hashem. Shem is name, and Ha is the. So it's bless the name, bless the name. Baruch Hashem, 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 Baruch Hashem. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. How would you say in Arabic, Brother Max, how would you say bless the name? Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, Barak.
Barak?
Barak, yeah, like Baruch, Barak.
Barak, okay.
No, yeah, Barak, al-Ism, the name. Ism is
al-Ism.
The name.
Al-Ism. Barak, al-Ism.
Yes, Barak, al-Ism.
Barak,
al-Ism. Barak, al-Ism.
Barak,
al-Ism.
Barak, al-Ism.
Al-Ism. You could add to it, Barak. Barak, ism al-Rab. Barak, ism al-Rab. That's easier. Barak, ism al-Rab.
Barak, ism al-Rab. Barak, ism al-Rab. I would that his name be praised in every language.
Yes.
In every language this morning.
Barak,
hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name. Bless the name. Bless the name.
Hallelujah.
Thank praise the name of the Lord. Praise. I just want to praise his name. I don't know.
Yes, yes. Praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ismak ya Rabbi. Ismar Rabbi. Ismar Rabbi.
Hallelujah. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Ismar Rabbi.
Yeshua al-Masih. Ismar Rabbi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just that fact alone. His name is above any other. Hallelujah. And we are in the one whose name is above every name. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Brother Max, where do we begin today in this wonderful Moed with the Lord?
Praise God. You know, it's just like I'm just feeling that, you know, I am on fire. We all to be on fire for God. We all to be on fire for the kingdom of God. We all to be on fire for his love. My goodness, I don't want to preach now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not preaching.
Evidently,
I'm just
it
praising
sounds
him.
Like you do want to preach. So here we go.
Praise God. Can't wait for tonight, too. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Praise God. Hallelujah.
All right. First statement. As the eyes of the world turn towards Israel and America, as the eyes of the world turn towards Israel and America, the first and best thing you can do is to fall to your knees in prayer. Wow. I'll read it again. As the eyes of the world turn towards Israel and America, the first and best thing you can do is to fall to your knees in prayer.
Hallelujah. Maybe that's why just all I could think of this morning at the beginning was thanking him.
Yeah. I was just going to say the same thing. We were talking about just, you know, the best thing to do, the other thing to do is just to pray and just pray. Praise him and pray. Fall on your knees, he said. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Ecclesiastes 3:8. Matthew 5:44. Matthew 5:44. Next statement is underlined. For the nations that went to battle, with the favor of God, rarely, R-A-R-E-L-Y.
R-E-A-L-L-Y, really?
Really, claimed victory. The favor is given to those who trusted in me. Okay, I'll read it again. For the nations that went to battle with the favor of God, rarely you say this word?
Really.
Well, it's R-A-R-E-L-Y.
Oh.
Is that a word?
Spell it again. R?
Probably need to come in here. R-A-R-E-L-Y.
Well, that's rarely.
Rarely. Oh, it is rarely.
Uh-huh.
Huh. The favor of God rarely claimed victory. The favor is given to those who trusted in me. Did I say the statement is underlined?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Then the Lord gave us Jeremiah 46:16. Jeremiah 51:20. Let me see if this is underlined. No, it's not. Okay. Next statement. The end still to come. The end still to come for them. Your prayer today, this morning, together with my prophet and friend, things must happen before my return.
Okay. Can you read that again, please?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to. The end still to come for them. Your prayer today, this morning, together with my prophet and friend, things must happen before my return. That's the statement. The end still to come for them, your prayer today, this morning, together with my prophet and friend. things must happen before my return. Okay. Then the Lord gave us the book of Joel 3:9. Joel 3:9. Psalm 68:30. Psalm 68:30. Isaiah 2:4. Isaiah 2:4. Okay, this statement is underlined. The one I'm going to read, all of it. And read like this. In every dark moment, I am active.
Yes.
In every dark moment, I am active and working among you, church. And working among you, church, even when things seem at their blackest. Yeah. Black. Yeah. Things seems at their blackest. Trust in my sovereignty and strength.
Sovereignty, maybe?
Yeah, sovereignty and strength. Okay, I'll read it again, all underlined. In every dark moment, I am active and working among you, church. Even when things seem at their blackest, trust in my sovereignty and strength. That's the statement. Okay. Isaiah 26:3. Isaiah 26:3. Proverbs 21:1. Proverbs 21:1. Psalm 91:1-2. Psalm 91:1-2. Next statement. Oh, this one also underlined, the one I'm going to read. I will move their hearts. Yeah. I will move their hearts to peace that I will move their hearts to peace that an alternative to war. To war could be found. Could be found, and that I would be honored in it. Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to read it here. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Now, what was the ending? After honored, what do we have?
Honored in it, all and all.
Okay, now.
Okay.
I would like to propose to you, I will move their hearts to peace that an alternative.
Yes.
Okay.
To war.
Mm-hmm.
Could be found, and that I would be honored in it. Oh. And all.
Okay.
I'm sure you read the statement better than me. This is the best.
Well, I was just okay. Got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where was I? Oh, Acts 8:4. Acts 8:4. And then the Lord gave us Romans 8:37. Acts 8:4, Romans 8:37, Romans 12:19. Romans 12:19. Oh, one more. 2 Corinthians 10:4. 2 Corinthians 10:4. Next statement. Serve to ignite. Serve to ignite at this time of unrest. Do this. The rest is underlined of this statement. Okay, I'm gonna start from the beginning. So serve to ignite at this time of unrest. Do this. Now the underlined part. I ignite the gospel. I ignite the gospel in ways you can't even imagine. Be part of all church. All right, I'll read the sentence again. Non-underlined part. Serve to ignite. At this time of unrest, do this. Underline part. I ignite the gospel in ways you can't even imagine. Be part of all church. Okay, moving along. Zechariah. Zechariah 10:5. James 4, verses 1 and 2. James 4, verses 1 and 2. Deuteronomy 20, verses 1 through 4. Deuteronomy 20, verses 1 through 4. All right, underline statement. Probably a bit long here. Read like this. The situation they now face is not a new one. The situation they now face is not a new one. My nation has been viewed for centuries as just that and bordering lands waiting to be conquered. My nation have seen all. It is time to move. Okay, I'll read the statement again. The situation they now face is not a new one. My nation has been viewed for centuries as just that, and bordering lands waiting to be conquered. My nation has seen all. It is time to move. This statement is all underlined. Pray for him. Pray for your nation. Pray for him. So this is the next statement. Sorry, it's really short. Pray for him. Pray for your nation. Nations with an S. Sorry.
Is that
pray
underlined?
For him. No. Pray for him. No. Pray for your nations.
Nations.
It's not underlined.
Okay, I think we're getting some instructions here for the prayer meeting.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Then he gave us Psalm 23. Psalm 23 was given to me yesterday. The Lord woke me up audibly. I didn't send it to you, but I'll send you what he said. Wow. Psalm 23.
Well, can you share it with us? Mm-hmm. Maybe you can share it tonight.
We'll share it tonight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 23, and then trust in me. That's what we prayed.
Praise his name. Hallelujah. I'm thinking, because I was asking him to give us directions today, I wanted to have directions for the meeting, of course, as well as whatever he wants prayed. Hallelujah. As the eyes of the world turn toward Israel and America, the first and best thing you can do is to fall to your knees in prayer. Ecclesiastes 3:8. Hallelujah. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Matthew 5:44. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And then underlined, for the nations that went to battle with the favor of God rarely claimed victory. The favor is given to those who trusted in me. All underlined. Jeremiah 46:16. He may stumble. He made many stumble, and they fell. And they said one to another, arise, and let us go back to our own people, to the land of our birth, because of the sword of the oppressor. Now, what has happened in this passage is enemies have attacked Israel, and the Lord has caused them to go back to their own lands. So this is what happened. Bless the Lord. The end of the verse before says, the Lord drove them and thrust him down. And the Lord made many to stumble and fall. They fell upon one another, and they said, arise, and let us go back to our own people and to the land of our birth and away from the sword of the oppressor. So that's what happened. Jeremiah 51:20. You are my, this is King James, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this actually, let's just listen to this passage in the beginning of that chapter, Jeremiah 51. I'm finding it here. If I'm right, let's see. So anyway, of course he used Israel, and the king, the Amplified assigns this to Osiris, Jeremiah 51:20. So that he was speaking to Cyrus. And let me just give it to you in the Amplified. You, and then they put in brackets. That means it's not in the original. They just put it in there for your understanding. You, Cyrus of Persia, soon to conquer Babylon, are my battle axe or maul and weapon of war. For with you I will break nations in pieces. With you I destroy kingdoms. So if you want to, you might think that it's referring to President Trump. I'm not sure. But only victory came through the Lord, of course.
Of course, of course. I believe it is, Miss Willie, through the Lord, yes.
Excuse me. The end still to come for them. Your prayer today, this morning, together with my prophet and friend, things must happen before my return. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joel 3:9. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare a war. Rouse the mighty men. Let all the soldiers draw near. Let them come up. Psalm 68:30. Rebuke the beasts in the reeds, the herd of bulls with the calves of the people, trampling underfoot the pieces of silver. He has scattered the peoples who delight in war. Hallelujah. The herd of bulls, that usually means leaders of countries. I don't know exactly what he has in mind here, but I'm absolutely sure this is the right scripture. And it probably has to do with those on the earth who behave like beasts. Remember how Nebuchadnezzar saw the coming kingdoms as metals, but then when Daniel saw them, he saw them as beasts, you know, animals, the kingdoms that rose up. So here it says they're rebuked and their leaders. Hallelujah. Psalm 68:30, Isaiah 2:4.
Did you read 68:30? I'm sorry. I was thinking.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. Okay.
And let me see if I did. I think that's the one I just did.
Okay. You probably did. It's no. Just me. I was thinking of the
just
word.
Just a minute here. Psalm 68:30, right?
30:30.
Yeah, rebuke the beasts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That dwell among the reeds. You might want to go back to the beginning of this psalm to kind of get a picture here. Even though sometimes he'll just pick out one verse and that's what he means, and he doesn't mean you to go back and look at the whole thing.
Right.
But let's just do it just to see here. This is a song of David, and it's about God's victory. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. So this is speaking about battle, and it's speaking about end of days, really. And it's speaking about God's victory. And the beasts, I think, are the nations, like Daniel saw them, that God rebuked the beasts and the leaders. And the calves of those leaders would be just the little ones who follow them. You might say, if you're going to call Hamas a beast, for instance, you might call the leaders of Hamas the bulls, and you might call those lesser ones that are left now, really, the calves. But anyway, shape or form, they're rebuked. Isaiah 2:4. He shall judge between the nations and will render or decide decisions for many peoples. And they will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, and never again will they learn war. Of course, this is for the future. Now, the scripture that he gave us in Jeremiah before, let me go back to that.
I'm going back to
51:20. Here he said, "You are my hammer and weapon of war. With you I break nations in pieces. With you I destroy kingdoms." All right. Now, here, if we went to the next verse, it would say, hallelujah. Where was I reading? I was reading, never mind.
Jeremiah 51:20. You said,
maybe it was Jeremiah 46:16.
Okay.
I'm going back here now just to find something. One of the scriptures we read before, the next scripture, and I didn't read it, I don't know which one it was they're going to beat their plows into maybe it was Joel 3:9, let's see. Yep, there it is. Okay, now listen to this, Joel 3:9. It came after his statement, the end still to come for them. Your prayer today, this morning, together with my prophet and friend, things must happen before my return. Now, he's giving us a scripture that speaks of a war coming. Joel 3:9. Proclaim this among the nations, prepare a war. Rouse up the mighty men, let all the soldiers draw near, let them come up. Now, he only gave us Joel 3:9. But the next verse says, beat your plowshares into swords. That means you're a farmer in the field. You take that metal that you've been using to plow the ground, and you make a sword out of it. So this is definitely speaking of an upcoming war. But now we go down to Isaiah 2:4. And he tells us that there's going to be a time when they beat their swords into plowshares. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right now there's going to be a war. Right now there's going to be an upcoming war. And evidently it has to happen before Jesus comes. For one thing, we know for sure the Battle of Armageddon happens before he puts his feet on the ground. Possibly Ezekiel 38:39. But he's telling us here there is a war that has to come before Jesus comes. Well, we know that Armageddon, that when Jesus comes in the 19th chapter of Revelation, there's a war going on. But then he's telling us in this scripture, there will come a time when they're going to beat their swords into chairs. War will be over. Won't be any more war. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's given us the whole scope here. From Jeremiah 46, 16, oh, no, excuse me, from Joel 3, 9 to Isaiah 2, 4 is a circle. And it's a circle of war, beating your sword into plowshares, plowshares into swords, and then ending with peace when you beat them back into plowshares.
Wow.
Now, underlined. In every dark moment, I am active and working among you, church. So he told us that last week. Even when things seem at their blackest, trust in my sovereignty and strength. Isaiah 26, 3. And I was thinking of this while we prayed. You will keep him in perfect peace. Shalom, shalom. Whose mind is stayed on you. Because he trusts in you. So no matter what we see, no matter what the blackest hour is, we can live and operate in shalom, shalom, if we keep our minds on him. And you know, your mind will want to run around. Even while we pray in tongues, your mind will want to run off somewhere. But you just tell your mind, you come back here, we're praying. Your mind wants to run around off in worry, say, no, 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 you come back here. We're trusting in him. Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he will.
My Jesus.
Psalm 91, 1 and 2. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Shaddai, the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust.
Wow.
Underlined. I will move their hearts to peace, that an alternative to war could be found, and that I would be honored in it all. And all.
And all.
Acts 8:4. Hold on a minute. Praise the Lord. Now those who were scattered about went preaching the word. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Excuse me. Romans 12:19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Romans 12:19. Is that just what I just read?
Yeah.
I just read that. 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Serve to ignite at this time of unrest. Do this, underlined. I ignite the gospel in ways you can't even imagine. be part of all church. Zechariah 10:5. In other words, he's at work. We can't even imagine what he's doing.
Yeah.
But we're part of it in prayer. They shall be like mighty men in battle, trampling or treading down the enemy in the mire of the streets in battle, and they will fight, for Jehovah will be with them, and the riders on horses will be put to shame. So he is talking about there are some upcoming wars.
Yeah, something's coming up.
He's happy in peace. He's glad in peace, and we may have a time of peace here, but there will be battles. James 4, 1 and 2. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lusts that war in your members? You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. Deuteronomy 20, 1 through 4. When you go out to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt, is with you. When you are approaching the battle, the priest shall come near and say to the people, he shall say to them, "Hear, O Israel, you are approaching the battle against your enemies today. Do not be faint-hearted, do not be afraid or panic or tremble before them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." Underlined. The situation they now face is not a new one. My nation has been viewed for centuries as just that, and bordering lands waiting to be conquered. My nation has seen all. It is time to move. Underlined. All of that was underlined. Now, not underlined. Pray for him. Pray for your nations. Psalm 23. He's definitely talking about Israel today.
Yes,
definitely,
yes.
definitely.
And us.
And I think maybe President Trump.
Well, pray for him. Pray for your nation.
Yeah,
that's very clear.
Yeah, I think so. We're critical things are happening right now. End time things are happening right now. Prayer is very, very important. And this meeting that we're having here, and if you cannot come to Branson and be with us, go online and pray with us. He's going to use us. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and chesed shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Trust in me. Hallelujah.
Praise God. My goodness, we ought to meditate on this prayer this morning.
I should say so. and see what he wants us to do with it during this week. During this
week. I remember the Lord gave us Psalm 23, maybe last year. I'm not sure if it's January
last
or February.
Last week, yeah.
Last, did he give it to us last week? I think.
Yep.
But
mm-hmm.
Okay, but I believe he said, this is the statement. I can't remember all of it, but he said, you are living Psalm 23 right
uh-huh.
now, or something in that alignment. I'm going to have Margaret mm-hmm. pull it out. You
mm-hmm.
are living Psalm 23.
That's right. We are. Psalm 22, there are three psalms in a row that are prophetic. Psalm 22 is Jesus on the cross. Psalm 23 is Jesus the shepherd right now. And Psalm 24 is Jesus the soon coming king. So we're living Psalm 23 right now. Thank God for it.
Yes.
Psalm 24 is the King of Glory entering Zion. Hallelujah. So before Psalm 24, here we are in Psalm 23. And the Lord is using us like he said he would in our assignment concerning things to come.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And so tonight we'll be sitting there in a theater and he will again be speaking to us. And I have asked him to give us this day direction for the week. And I think he did today and he will again tonight. He's got his prayer force meeting here. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Trust you get a little bit of rest today, brother.
I will. Praise God.
Okay.
Can't wait to get to the theater tonight. Be with everybody.
Yeah, we'll get to the theater. We'll be rested and ready to go. All right. Shalom, shalom. And we'll see you either here in Branson or online. Here, there, or even in the air. Shalom, shalom.
Miss Billy,
oh,
I want to make
go ahead.
Quick announcements. Yeah. We will not have service prayer tonight in downtown Minneapolis. So I would encourage everybody just to tune in to Adam.
Okay, will not be prayer tonight in downtown Indianapolis. There will not be a meeting tonight in Collinsville.
Yeah.
There,
okay.
We're all going to be meeting here.
Amen.
Together. All right, shalom, shalom, and we'll see
shalom,
you tonight.
Shalom.
7 o'clock. Bye.